Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Coast to Coast Radio Show, the national champion, special national championship edition of the Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch, and yesterday's game goes down as one of the great and most exciting games in history. Alabama, congratulations to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Another national championship, I believe it's 16. I was so impressed with both teams playing so hard. And Alabama won the game 45-40. Nick Saban wins another national championship. This is his fourth with Alabama. I was just very, 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 very impressed with Alabama and how hard they fought and how they had to win a game that really wasn't their kind of style. It was a different kind of style they had to win, and this shows you how great Nick Saban is to have to change up and completely – really the offense had to win the game because you couldn't really bank on the defense in this game because they could not stop Deshaun Watson, who was outstanding. I'm talking about outstanding. It's just – it's just amazing that they, Alabama 16 national championships. If you're a Bama fan, you're excited. And I'm going to recap the game. Really, Bama got off to a good start, moving the ball down the field. And then Derrick Henry had a 59-yard touchdown run. And Derrick Henry, I'm going to tell you, he had 158 hard yards because they did a good job on him most of the game. He didn't go off, really. But then the Tigers come right back to let Alabama know you're in a dogfight today. And Deshaun Watson throws his pass 31 yards down the field to Hunter Renfrow, who had a really good game. And then Clemson gets the ball back, and they drive right down the field and moving the ball easily. They really couldn't get to Watson. He's running the ball well. He's passing the ball well. He ran for 73 yards both in the game. Then they get the ball back, and you're thinking, uh-oh, Clemson's going to blow them out. They're going to go up 21-7, and Alabama's going to have to get out of their shell because Alabama's a running team, and then they pass off their run, and they didn't want to get too far behind. That's not really their style. But Eddie Jackson had a very, very big play intercepting Deshaun Watson. Alabama really didn't have to drive far. They drive down the field. Henry scores to tie the game to stabilize to keep the momentum Alabama's way. And it was nip and tuck the rest of the half because Jake Coker was kind of shaky from there on into the third quarter, really skittish in the pocket. And then at halftime, it was heard that Nick Saban and Lane Kiffin, the offensive coordinator, said, listen, stop moving around. Stay strong in the pocket. It was the best advice he took because he stepped up and threw a 50-yard pass to a wide-open O.J. Howard, who was a hero of the game, and caught Clemson's defense was confused. T.J. Green was supposed to cover him and didn't, and O.J. Howard was wide open down the field for a touchdown. They're up 21, but here comes Clemson coming right back down the field. And I think another big play was when Ronnie Harrison breaks up a pass to Hooper in the end zone. Hooper had his hands on the ball, but Harrison swatted it out at the last second as he's about to land on the ground for a touchdown. Huge. Clemson has to settle for a field goal. And what happens is Clemson gets the ball back because their defense is playing well. And second and 15, Deshaun Watson has a Vince Young moment and rushes for 17 yards, keeps the drive alive. Goldman scores. Wayne Goldman, who had a really good game, scores a touchdown to make it 24-21 Clemson into the fourth quarter where they won 51 straight when they led. So Alabama at this point in time has a daunting task ahead of them. And Coker, he looks rattled again, and he's struggling, and it looks like Alabama's in trouble. But Clemson couldn't really put them away. So still 24-21. And Coker did make a tough throw to Stewart on a big drive where they had a chance to score, but they didn't. But they tied the game up 24-24. And this is where the special teams really won it for Alabama. They had a block kick at the end of the half to keep the game tied at 14. Then after it was 24-24, Nick Saban, this is why Nick Saban's so great, he saw a glitch in Clemson's kickoff team where you could get an onside kick and kick it and make the and convert the onside kick, and they did. They surprised Clemson because he knew the defense just couldn't stop Deshaun Watson. And in Alabama, Kirby Smart and Nick Saban, even though they've won these national championships, they've had a lot of trouble with dual-threat quarterbacks, as had a lot of coaches, by the way. But they had trouble, and they struggled. This is usually a game Alabama loses. This is why I was so impressed with this game. So he gets an onside kick, and they don't have to play defense. And Coker and company took advantage of it, and he throws another to O.J. Howard. And that was huge in the game, a 51-yard, and it's they're ahead 31-21. 31-24, 51-yard pass, 31-24. But Clemson comes down, and then they end up kicking a field goal. And then you have this moment where Kenyon Drake takes the ball. This is another big play by special team. 95 yards for the kickoff to give them a 38-27 lead. And I'm going to tell you, he had to score because Clemson's defense was stout. He barely touched the pylon to get in on that 95-yard kickoff return. Precipitously goes out of bounds at the three. Maybe they stop him, and maybe Clemson wins. They sell for a field goal, Clemson wins. Because Clemson, at that point in time, Deshaun Watson was unstoppable in the fourth quarter. You know, he ended up 30-47 with 405 yards passing. And he's a sophomore, by the way, so he is coming back. And they score, and it's 40. But then I'm going to tell you what happens. They come back down. Clemson scores 38-33, but they don't convert a two-point conversion. Deshaun Watson was stopped by an amazing play. It's 38-33. And at 4 minutes to go, I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm like, Lane Kiffin, you lost the national championship as an offensive coordinator at USC. You better dial up something, and it better not be Henry, because they ran Henry, and it was negative yards. I'm saying, uh-oh, if they punt this ball back, I guarantee you Clemson is taking the lead, and Alabama's going to be in a lot of trouble late in the game. So what does Lane Kiffin do? He dials up a screen pass for O.J. Howard, who runs 50 yards down the field into scoring position. Alabama barely gets it in. Derrick Henry squeaks it in a one-yard run with a minute left, and Clemson comes right down the field and scores. Wayne Goldman had an awesome play on a screen pass. He took it about 40 yards down the field, sets up a touchdown, but there was only 12 seconds left. Jordan Leggett, and Alabama was able to get the onside kick and win their 16th national championship. And this is Nick Saban's fifth. And the question is Nick Saban the greatest coach of all time? In my opinion, this is tough because you got Paterno, who could have won a couple of national championships. He got hosed out of a couple. He should have some more. Bobby Bowden was great, but there were times he didn't cash in on national championship opportunities. Nick Saban has cashed in on just about every one of his national championship opportunities. You have Leahy, who coached Notre Dame, the great coach, and he won four. John McCain, to me, won five. They say he won four. He won five because 79, they were much better than Alabama. Beat Alabama, and they had them split, which is ridiculous. And then one year that he didn't win and gave it to Alabama, when Alabama beat Penn State, that was ridiculous because USC was the best team in the country. To me, the great Bear Bryant has six. He really has five. There was politics back in the 70s. USC, John McKay of USC should have five, tied with Saban and tied with Bear Bryant. But I believe Nick Saban's the greatest because This day and age is more competition. You got the playoffs. You got to go through the SEC West every year. And that's not easy. And I heard this announcement say, well, the SEC is great because Alabama wins national championships. Not like the SEC is doing that. This is why that was ridiculous what he said on the air. The SEC trounces teams in bowl games. Just look at the records. Even last year when they were down, they were 5-4. Their worst year. 9-1 this year. Look at the records of the SEC teams in bowl games and how they brutalize Big Ten, Pac-10, Big 12 teams for the last 11 years, the last 10 years. So that was hogwash. That SEC is so much head and shoulders better than every other conference. Sorry, got to tell the truth. I know ACC and Big Ten, you're full of your SEC. No, I'm just telling the truth. And on the show, I must tell the truth. I am a sports truth teller. That's what I will do on here. I'm not going to sugarcoat certain issues. And this is not one I am. The SEC is far better than any other conference. So deal with it. If that bothers you, tough. Root for one of your teams to come up and root for your conference to have a big year. But every year, the SEC comes in there, other than Florida getting whooped by Michigan. And I'm going to tell you something, Michigan's my team for next year. Michigan's going to have an SEC type of team. That's going to be the one team that could walk into play an SEC team because of Jim Harbaugh and compete with them. But the SEC rules are roost. But I will tell you this next year, because Deshaun Watson's coming back and Dabo Sweeney, and congratulations to Dabo Sweeney, they played their hearts out. Both teams sold. If you watch that game, they sold out. If you're Clemson, if you're a fan of Clemson, you have nothing to be ashamed of. You're sad because you came up short, and you're mad because, of course, you blew a couple coverages to O.J. Howard, and your special teams was bad, and it really cost you because of a block kick and the kickoff return, which really was – Alabama doesn't win if they don't get the kickoff return. Or Alabama doesn't win if they don't get the onside kick. Alabama needed everything just to hang with Clemson because they couldn't stop Clemson. Clemson, when you have over 550 yards total offense against Alabama, you are doing something. And Alabama still figured out a way to win. And they were hurting last year after losing a 15-point lead to Ohio State. They want a mission to get back and win. Clemson's going to be on that same mission next year. This is going to be the team to beat to win it all. If they don't slip up against Florida State. And ACC is just top heavy. The Big Ten is top heavy. The rest of those teams aren't any good. Let's tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. The ACC, they have SEC type of teams in Florida State and Clemson. They can play in the SEC. Those teams, but the rest of those teams aren't any good. Duke stinks. North Carolina is okay. And the rest of And the Boston College stinks. The rest of Syracuse stinks. The rest of that whole conference stinks. And then Notre Dame is average, if you want to even put them in. They're not in there, but they play ACC teams. The Big 12 is a great conference. It's a great offensive conference. They have played no defense. And Oklahoma showed you that. They're a great offensive conference, so they're not balanced. I thought the Pac-12 was going to be the conference that was going to be talent-wise. And they had a good bowl year. They underachieved in the regular season. The postseason they did. Pac-10, Pac-12 could, on the West Coast could be a challenge to the SEC. And the Big Ten's top heavy because other than Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, the rest of those teams aren't any good. Iowa was average. Nebraska stinks. Penn State's trying to rebuild. And then you have the rest of those teams that stink. I mean, come on. And SEC is just loaded. So that is my analogy of the day. So this Saturday, I will be doing my NFL playoff preview.